Okay, I just want to move to quickly to Reconstruction. You know, so now we are free. So-called free. What was our relationship to police then? Because I think that's when the jails and mass incarceration started, and the chain gangs and all that, right?
Yes.
With the Department of Corporation.
During Reconstruction.
You have to understand that after
slavery,
you know, the oligarchy of the United States assumed so much heavy power, the banks, the insurance companies, and the corporations, and they said enough is enough. They had to put people back in their place. And white races and the KKK and all these other make-believe organizations, fraternal organizations, that they had to build railroads, remember, so they had to create the prisons to catch people, even if they didn't commit a crime, in order to fill the chain gangs so they could build the railroads. All the railroads in the south of this country, from the south on, were built by prisoners who were blacks after Reconstruction.
Right.
And this is because of the result of when people started electing, they created this, to this day, we still have an effect in that, for gerrymandering. You know, where they don't want people to assume their democratic rights, because that's all it is in the human Declaration of Human Rights, to assume their right to vote and to elect a person of representative. They didn't want that. They wanted people to just be obedient servants, and for they can make super profits, and this is why America is soon to be the richest country in the world, because of the Reconstruction and later on all these other isms that occurred.
Right.
It was all based on, people don't like to hear this here, profit.
Right. But
people.
Right. But in Reconstruction, you know, they had this, I mean, they had the slave patrol prior to Reconstruction, but when Reconstruction came and we was so-called free, they still had patrols, but they wasn't called slave patrol after the Civil War ended. They kind of reestablished themselves.
They were called policemen.
Mm-hmm. They were called actually policemen during that time?
Yeah. That's when the police came about.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true, Leon?
Yeah, in many ways. One, the first prison, formal penitentiary there, was in the mid-18th century. In fact, I know that well. It was the first penitentiary that we had was in Philadelphia.
That's correct. And to this day, it's now a tourist center.
That's right. That's right. You go there on Halloween.
That's correct. Thank you, Leon.
I know
Thank
it
you.
Well, because I spent 4 years there in my younger life. I know.
Wait a minute now.
Right.
But during Reconstruction, there was a lot of racial terrorism from the KKK you just talked about. Because they were trying to force black people into back on the plantation. You know, that's what the planters wanted. So they really
didn't care. You remember this, that the KKK came about in I forgot the name, Pulaski, Tennessee.
Right.
And he was a general by the name of Nathan. I can't remember this. Yeah, right, Nathan Brooks. And just remember this, that this was all based on the origins of the Vixocrats at that time were the Democratic machine. You know, it was the Republicans. They gave somebody, a 5-cent chance to be a representative, but the Democrats were the ones who were, in some ways, not connected to that organization called the Dixocrats that lasted to this day. Maybe they don't call themselves Dixocrats. The last Dixocrats that I remember was in 1968, when we went to Tent City, Resurrection City. But all this is all based on using the people, but keeping people in their place and denying them their human rights.
But even during Reconstruction, there was no love lost between blacks and the so-called police they had at that time. There still was a problem of police when they policed the black community. It was to keep us intact, control us, or to push us into some form or other mean, or to put us in jail and use us as a economic profit making for the system, because they did have the chain gang, and they arrested a lot of blacks who couldn't get jobs. They had this vagrancy law, right? Vagrancy law, where if you was caught and you didn't have a job, and you couldn't even get a job, they would take you and put you on the chain gang. And then they would...
But you could build a road.
Yeah.
But you could build a highway.
Right.
Or you could build a railroad. Yeah. Or you could cut timber. You know, you could build. Yeah. What is that New York correction thing that when you go, you know, from New York, you can see all of the New York State and these small towns where... mostly white or French Canadian, whatever they are, that you could see them in those towns with prisons are, Dannemora, and all those prisons.
Okay. Well,
I forgot all those names.
So anybody else want to say something about Reconstruction? I'm going to move on to the Jim Crow era, because you may know a lot of that. What was policing like in the Jim Crow era? I mean, Bull Connor and who else?
Well, that's when we started seeing the police under the control of the corporate state, when the police forces were being formed, especially from private security agencies, become the arm of preserving private property.
Mm-hmm. Pinkerton Detective Service.
Yeah,
they originally started from the slave trade.
But in Reconstruction, wasn't the police? You know, I mean, down in the South with Bull Connor and some of them other races, you know, police were, they called themselves, they was carrying out the work of the state. You know, if they was in Alabama, like it was Wallace controlled the police and they did everything. And those were the laws of that state, you know, segregation, Jim Crow. And when blacks, you know, didn't do something, then they arrested them based on them Jim Crow. Like, you know, Rosa Parks got arrested for sitting in the, for not moving to a different seat on the bus.
So that's called that.
You call it what?
It was another young girl that she was a high school student, mm-hmm. that she was also refused to, and, you know, in Birmingham, Alabama, that she refused to, that she was a teenager in Birmingham, Alabama, and they arrested her.
Claudette Colvin.
Yeah, Claudette Colvin.
Yeah,
Claudette Colvin was a teenager, and she was also arrested, and right. She was in high school for not giving her seat to a white person.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the point that I'm bringing up is that who did the police represent? They represented the state at that time, you know, and they was controlling the black community. And while at that time they was they was doing the same thing.
The Dixiecrats ran all over the South. The Dixiecrats had the power to control. It was their interest to keep people and denying people their democratic rights. And keeping what he called the prisons and the chain gangs, mm-hmm. and all that for a profit.
Mm-hmm.
It was only base. That's what they think of. Mm-hmm. It was really the model in which South Africa got from America, right. Apartheidism.
Right. But getting back to the question that we were talking about, Carlo, the police, even during the Reconstruction, Jim Crow, they wasn't there to help us. They was representing the state, and they was that was the state power that they used to social control the black community, so that they could keep blacks in their place, and keep them on their farms. The same way during slavery, And through Reconstruction, they was doing the same thing during the Jim Crow era. Y'all agree on that?
Yeah, there was no change.
Of course.
Part of it, as you said, part of it was because of the state.
Mm-hmm, right.
And also, but the state was doing it because of the farmers or the plantation owners. Many blacks in Reconstruction who violated some sort of offense or what have you. And the punishment was found themselves working on the same plantation that they were
slaves.
Slaves.